Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here it comes, another championship for LeBron James.
Another championship. I'll give up my jersey number so I could buy it, try to get people out here. Hey, I'm the best player, supposedly, that ever lived that's lost like 18 finals. And he brings out, he gets a player, Anthony Davis, to come out there. Hey, man, will you come to L.A.? Man, I'd like to get at least one more ring if before I retire. You know, please come. I'll give you my jersey if you come out here, and I'll wear Dr. J's number six.
It does feel good to open the show with LeBron James talk again.
I mean, what do you mean? You've talked about it for the last 12 months, even when it's not basketball season. You talk about him every Saturday. What do you mean? Talk about him. That's all you talk about on this show.
Kip's butthurt list this week will include himself.
No. I mean, you talk about it's nice to have this conversation about this guy again, but you talk about him every day. Go ahead and take a sip of that Kool-Aid over there, that number six now Kool-Aid over there that's in your cup over there.
Did you see that text message I sent you earlier in the week?
Which one? You sent me a bunch.
With the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah.
And asked you if you wanted a sip.
Not of that. I mean, I don't sip Kool-Aid from teams. We're gonna have a segment here today. You want to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers because you're the president of their fan club. I get it and all that, and I will oblige you today. We'll talk a little bit about the Lakers next week. Why don't you put a segment in here about the Minnesota Timberwolves? I mean, they never make the playoffs either. Why don't we just talk about them for a whole segment?
Who's on their team?
Like I said. Ricky, no, is he on that? Rubio? I don't know. I mean, if we're going to talk about losers, why not have segments for all the losers?
Except the man's got more NBA Finals appearances than most people in history and a few rings, and he's bringing
a
relevance
few, he's
back.
Got two.
He's bringing.
Does two mean a few now?
He's got three. Two in the Miami, one in Cleveland.
That's okay.
Three. And he's brought the Los Angeles Laker franchise back to relevance single-handedly.
Back to relevance. They haven't made the playoffs in 6 years.
How are they relevant?
They're
about to sign Kawhi Leonard, and they're going to have AD, LeBron, and Kawhi.
Who else they going to get?
It doesn't. You can play 3-on-5 and win with those.
Can you bring out another Laker great out of retirement? Hey, look, bring Kobe back.
Got a torn Achilles.
I mean, at least he gets it done in the finals. Bring Kobe back. Put him on the roster in the playoffs. At least you have somebody that knows how to win.
NBA free agency, of course, rumors swirling everywhere. Apparently, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are heading to Brooklyn. Oh, but wait, Kevin Durant's going to re-sign with Golden State. Oh, if Kevin Durant doesn't go to Brooklyn, then Kawhi is going to go to the Clippers, and Kyrie is going to go to the Hawks.
I know one team that's sitting on pins and needles right now, and that's the NBA world champion Toronto Raptors. They're a little nervous up there in Toronto now.
And with good reason, because let's be honest, if Kawhi leaves Toronto,
they're a lottery team.
They're not even in the conversation.
Yeah.
In an East that's not that good.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
Kawhi leaves Toronto, and they're a lottery team, and the best player of all time goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, according to you, and they go to a lottery team. That's what they did. They were going to go to the NBA. Last year, you had them in the NBA Finals, and they were a lottery team.
Who's that?
Your Laker team. Man, won't you just come in here next Sunday with your Laker jersey on,
well, we
man.
Do the show Saturday. On Saturdays.
Come in here next Saturday with your Laker jersey
on. He has no idea
on.
What day it is. He just rolls in here.
A brand new number six Laker jersey. I'm sure they're rolling hot off the presses
now. Is that what number he's going with? Six?
I guess. That's the same number of finals as he lost, so he might as well roll with it.
Once again, Kip will add himself to his own butthurt list this week.
I mean, right.
You're so upset.
He's going to wear number six.
Why are you so emotionally invested in hating the Lakers and LeBron James? Like, is there a complex?
Mm-mm.
Did LeBron do you wrong at some point in your life?
Never. I enjoy watching him lose. Which, explain, I mean, that makes sense. Now I'm going to go wear the number six jersey, which is the same amount of finals that he's lost. What's he, 3-6 now in the finals? Yeah, that's what it is. You know better than anybody. You never talk about those numbers. But that's what he is. And, you know, and probably he's wearing number six for his idol, Michael Jordan, who is 6-0. In the NBA Finals.
Let's get to the Twitter question of the week so that add another question, we can later. And so the Twitter question of the week from last week, are the Atlanta Hawks a contender to land Kawhi Leonard?
No.
I was really disappointed with these results, Hawks fans. I really was. Kip made a good point as to why these results are the way they are. And I think he's right. I'll let him tell you his theory on why the results are the way they are in a second. Here are the results. Are the Hawks a contender to land Kawhi Leonard? Once again, you can go to Twitter, Bishop_show, and vote on these questions each and every week throughout the week. 92% of our listening audience says the Hawks are not a contender to land Kawhi Leonard.
Wow. That's a blinding flash of the obvious right there. You know what? Like I said before we come on the air, Jason, the Atlanta Hawks have had reality beat into them. That's what... I mean, think about that for a second. If you came up with a top five ranking all time of NBA lottery teams, the Hawks would be in the top three. They are a fixture in the NBA lottery. For you non-basketball fans, the NBA lottery is every team that doesn't make the playoffs. They get put in the NBA lottery and you draw for your draft order. And the Atlanta Hawks are a fixture in the NBA lottery. Have been for quite some time.
There was that one year where they finished first in the Eastern Conference.
They got swept. Yeah, they got swept by your boy.
But they finished first that year.
They won 60 games and got swept.
That's why LeBron is as good as he is. He swept out a number one seed like it was nothing. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and Edwin Watts Golf.
Man, you can't even get the reads right, man. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
Atlanta Braves baseball, all-star game. By the way, there was a World Cup game yesterday, too.
U.S. won 2-1 over France.
They'll play Great Britain in the semifinals. Is that right, Great? Let me see.
England, Great Britain, United Kingdom. I mean, wait, I think that's all the same, isn't it?
They play England.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 3 o'clock in the semifinals. If you do the math, if they win that, they go to the finals.
They go to the finals.
The men are not playing.
World Cup's not. Women and men's World Cup is never held in the same year.
Which I was unaware of until this morning.
Well, you're unaware of a lot of things, actually, on this show. But, you know, that's one of the good things about being on this show is people get to hear some outlandish stuff that comes out of your mouth.
I'm ahead of my curve. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm ahead of the curve, ahead of my time.
Take another sip of that purple Kool-Aid over there. We're about to go to break.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Los Angeles Lake. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
You're just so upset.
And here we go. Missing Mike Fultonavich. No one has seen him since 2018. Oh, the World Cup is going on? Who knew? Give LeBron another ring. Write this down. Braves Dodgers NLCS. Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard to the Hawks. You heard it here first. You can't spell Giannis without MVP. The new mecca of basketball, Los Angeles. You take the field, and I'll take Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic to win Wimbledon. $100? Cubs bullpen overkill. And they still aren't as good as the Braves bullpen. Who needs Craig Kimbrell? Luke Jackson, the next Mariano Rivera. Space Jam 2, way better than the original, better star. And these are my thoughts.
Maybe the best weekend review ever.
I didn't watch Space Jam, and I definitely won't watch Space Jam 2. I mean, I just don't have time for movies like that.
You don't have time for big stars?
I mean, if I want to watch a good movie, I'll actually watch a good movie star in a movie.
Give me your favorite movie. I'm really interested in this.
My favorite movie of all time, if I had to pick a favorite movie, I've got two that I love.
Are they from the 80s?
No, they're older movies.
Okay, go ahead.
First one's Cool Hand Luke. Starring Paul Newman.
I like that one.
Love that movie.
I like that one.
And this might be a little off the wall, but every time it comes on, I have to watch it. Outlaw Josie Wales.
I've never heard of that movie.
That's Clint Eastwood, one of his Western movies of the 1970s.
Never heard of it.
And a guy movie, one of those macho movies that I have to watch every time it comes on, too. Roadhouse.
That's a good one.
I just like it. That's just love one. It. So those are probably some of my top movies.
I know you're not asking me, but I'll tell you anyway.
Yeah.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. And The Dark Knight.
Never seen it. I just didn't get into those.
That's terrible.
I watched a couple of the Batman movies.
And The Matrix, the original Matrix, is on my list, too.
Favorite comedies?
The Breakup.
The Breakup's pretty good. Wedding Crashers is one of my favorites.
Yeah, all right.
One of my just favorite gangster movie, or just bad guy, just mean Training Day.
That's a good one.
Love that movie.
Yeah, I enjoy that one. Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
You can vote on our Twitter questions of the week. We don't have any up yet because Kip hasn't posed anything interesting as of yet. But you can vote on the Twitter, Bishop_show. You can stream the show on demand if you miss it here at any part. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where you'll find the show. It'll be up momentarily after we are done. And Facebook Live, I'm on Facebook Live, as is Kip.
Here's a good question. And it's one I've thought about a lot. Wrote an article yesterday with 50 questions in it. Do NBA fans, do you like the NBA free agency process?
Yes.
Yes or no question?
Yes.
It makes for good television.
Sure does.
You sit there and you watch who's going to go here, and you listen to people make millions of dollars on TV, giving their opinions about whether Kyrie's going to the Knicks or the Nets, Kawhi's going to the Clippers, which that's where he's going to go, by the way. That kind of stuff. A lot of airtime. Starts tomorrow, the NBA free agency frenzy on June the 30th. And Kawhi Leonard is going to be the biggest domino out there. Where he falls, the balance of power of the NBA could follow.
Well, let's just be honest. Kawhi Leonard is probably the closest thing to LeBron James in the NBA currently.
Kawhi Leonard.
Having them on the same team is killer.
Kawhi Leonard is the second best player in the NBA right now.
Agreed.
Anthony Davis is the best player. That's why your man gave up his jersey for him.
Freddie Freeman's going to start in the
All-Star. Scrubs do.
And then you're still on it. Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking. I'm moving on. Like Kip with the 1980s, he can't let it go.
Gotcha. All right, All-Star.
Freeman starting at first base. Ronald Acuna starting in left field. I think there's a real good chance that the Braves are not only going to have Freeman and Acuna, but I think there's a really good chance that McCann's going to be on that team, Dansby Swanson's going to be on that team, Ozzie Albies is going to be on that team, as well as Soroka and Fried.
That's a lot of Braves.
Braves may end up with 7 All-Stars.
And I think Swanson deserves to be on there, too. I think he deserves to be there. I mean, you can make an argument.
All of them deserve to be there.
Yeah. Markakis, to me, is having a good year. I mean,
not as good of a year as he had last year.
I mean, last year was a career year, but he's solid, and he hits the ball, and he's a good quality player. Braves are a good baseball team. The pitching's starting to come around.
Best bullpen ERA in baseball since
you didn't believe
May.
Me.
Something.
You didn't believe me last week when I said
no,
that.
No, I did not believe you.
Yeah, okay. I do my homework before I come on this show.
When did that start?
I mean, you underestimate me over here, but I do my homework.
59-34, the Braves are 5.5 games up on the Phillies, who are really struggling to stay above 500. They're only 4 games over.
Nationals got hot. They've got a little win streak coming together.
Keep this in mind about the Nationals, because they're scary. Remember, it was about a month ago the Braves saw the Nationals, and they were 10 games under 500. Currently, today, as I'm talking to you, the Nationals are 41-40, a game over. Think about the tear they had to go on this last month to get there.
Soto's a good player, man. He is a great player. They have probably the best pitching staff in the division. Starter, I mean, from top to bottom, the best starting lineup, starters. But Braves bullpen is pitching good. Luke Jackson's pitching good as closer. Do they stick with Luke, or do they try to get a closer, or they just say, hey, this is our guy for this year?
He's 11 of 16, or something right around there.
But he's been hot lately. He's done well, decent lately. We shut down the Mets last night, but everybody's shutting down the Mets right now.
I don't know. The Mets put up a ton of good numbers against the Phillies in that series. Scored a ton of runs, but couldn't keep runs off the board.
Did the Braves get on the market for a closer by the trading deadline?
Yeah, I think so. If the season ended today, the Braves would play the Dodgers in the NLDS. Excuse me, the Cubs in the NLDS. The Dodgers would play the winner of the wild card game, which would be the Brewers and the Cardinals.
You know, a wild card team can get very hot. I mean, you've seen a lot of evidence of wild card teams barely getting the playoffs and they go on to win a World Series. That's happened more than once. And so Dodgers look like the team to beat in the National League. They are playing well over 600 baseball right now. I mean, they're in the mid-50s now in wins. Last time, I think they are. Lead their division by a good margin. That's a good baseball team out in Los Angeles.
And I think if the Braves add a solid, dominant closer, they match up pound for pound with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are 56-28, a 667.
Whew.
They're approaching 700 baseball for the season.
Well, they have twice the number of wins than they do losses. That's good.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets will look to put together back-to-back great seasons. Southeast Bullock will kick off the season against Screven in Sylvania on August the 30th. The Yellow Jackets will also travel to the Islands, Beach, Groves, and Johnson. They will host Tatnall, Savannah High, Windsor Forest, Benedictin, and Jenkins. I look for another winning season for Southeast Bullock and possibly another trip to the playoffs.
I'll take the Yellow Jackets to go 7-3 on the regular season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That is a tough schedule for Southeast Bullock. It is loaded.
That's a South Carolina Gamecock type schedule. Their schedule's loaded in 2019, but the Southeast Bullock Gators, I mean, when you got Grove,
Yellow
Jackets, got the Islands.
Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets.
Is that, are they the Gators? I don't know.
Bullock Academy Gators.
Oh, excuse me. You can put them all in a basket and shake them up. They still, all of them ain't nothing to me. But, yeah, tough schedule there, Southeast Bullock. But you'll be ranked in Jason Bishop's top 10.
And you know this.
Yeah, you will. And can't beat your way out of a paper bag, but you'll be ranked in his top 10.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nats Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
Bullock, you got it. Man, why am I doing this? Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nats Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All right, so now we get to enjoy Kip's quote-unquote interactive
segment. It is interactive.
Of the butthurt list.
Here we go. Number five this week, Jason, the New York Mets. They're 12 games back, falling apart in the division, lost six, seven straight games now. Braves beat them 6-2 last night. Braves are running away with the division, and the Mets are falling off the radar screen.
Don't forget, with the Phillies, the Braves were down for a while, 3-4 games consistently, and now they built up a 5.5 game lead, so they have taken control of the division.
Yes, they have, and the Mets. I don't know about the Mets. Somebody on this show, I think, picked them to win a division at the beginning of the year. I can't remember who.
Was it you?
No.
Well, that only leaves one other person.
Picked them to... Man, we got to play the tapes. Number four on this week's butt hurt list, the Toronto Raptors. You're losing Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time. You're sitting around the television sets in Canada right now, and you're thinking, please, please, give me some hope. Give me some hope. He's gone. And so are your chances from here on out.
Let me ask you this. If he leaves Toronto, as revered as he is now in Toronto, if he leaves, does he become just as hated?
Who knows? Okay. And who cares? I mean, that's the point. Number three, Jason, on the butt hurt list. It's, what, June the 28th, 29th? We're going into July. The Boston Red Sox are 9 games out.
With a winning record.
With a winning record in the AL East. They're not going to make up. All they can hope for is a wild card. They are not catching the Yankees.
They're not even going to catch the Rays.
They're not catching the Yankees and the Red Sox. Defending world champions, am I correct?
Yes.
All they can hope for is a wild card. The Yankees are running away with the AL East and the Red Sox. 9 games back. Yes, you heard it. Going into July.
Kip with a newsflash that you could check in the standings.
Number two on the butt hurt list, Jason, the New York Knicks. Free agency starting tomorrow, and the New York Knicks appear to be on the outside looking in. When you got rumors flying out of New York that they may sign Boogie Cousins as a alternative because they lose Kyrie and Durant, and you start hearing things like that, you know it's going to be a bad, bad, bad week in New York. Knicks fans are butthurt. Number one this week, and this is the example of butthurt, okay?
Okay.
Number one this week, the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
Okay?
I see what you're doing.
Don't whine about somebody winning the MVP. Giannis won the MVP, got the Milwaukee Bucks to the Eastern Conference Finals where they lost to the Raptors. And you got the nerve, Houston, to talk about somebody didn't deserve an MVP? Without this guy, the Bucks
Our lottery team.
Our lottery team. And I'm talking about a 20-62 team. I'm not talking about just barely missing the playoffs. I'm talking about not a very good team. And you whine in on social media and all the media outlets that, oh, James Harden should have won the MVP. Stop, Houston. You got beat in the second round of the playoffs.
There's been a lot of drama.
Are you kidding me, Houston?
Houston in the offseason.
The owner wants to trade everybody. Everybody's on the block in Houston. I mean, they're talking about trading Chris Paul to the Sixers. James Harden, the master of rolling up points in the regular season and disappearing in the playoffs.
He does that very well.
I mean, what is this guy? What's he like, David Copperfield? What's he doing, like a Vegas magic show come playoff time? This guy disappears every year.
He is definitely no LeBron in the playoffs.
I mean, and you're going to sit here and talk about, oh, well, he shouldn't have, Giannis shouldn't have won the MVP. Really? He ran away with the MVP voting. It wasn't even close, but you're complaining. Houston Rockets, stop. You're number one on the butthurt list this week.
Your American League starters for the Major League All-Star Game. Carlos Santana from the Indians at first. DJ LeMahieu, what a story that's been.
Good player.
Yeah, good player. Was cut loose, bounced around a little bit, found a home here in New York, and has returned to his glory. Starting at second base for the Yankees. Third base, Alex Bregman from the Astros. Jorge Polanco for the Twins at short.
Twins are a good team, Jason.
They are. In the outfield, Mike Trout, George Springer, Michael Brantley. Designated hitter, Hunter Pence.
Mm. That's a good team.
This is what the National League team starters look like. Freddie Freeman's at first. Wilson Contreras is a catcher. Ketel Marte is going to start at second base. He made a late push there to overtake Ozzie Albies as the starter.
Good player, though.
Nolan Arenado at third. Javier Baez is going to play short. Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger, and Ronald Acuna Jr. for the National League.
Just based on the lineups, I'll take the National League. What about you?
It depends on the pitching.
Yes.
I'm not ready to make that call yet.
I mean,
because this is what I do. I don't rush into predictions.
The everyday lineup, I'll take the National League over the American League. I mean, Mike Trout. He's the best player in baseball. But there's a bunch of good players on that National League team. A lot of Cubs. Braves.
The Braves are going to have a ton of results. I'd like to see Charlie Culberson.
Man, that guy. I love this guy.
I'd like to see him make the All-Star team. He deserves it.
He just does whatever they need him to do.
Does he ever have a bad at bat? Ever?
Not that I've seen.
Nor I.
He hits the ball. Makes plays, made a diving play in the outfield the other day.
Every time he gets into the game, he does something positive to help the team win.
He does.
Whether it's a big hit, running up the pitcher's pitch count, whatever.
You know, another guy who makes a positive impact when he gets in the lineup, that's Johan Camargo.
Big double last night.
He, you know, hit a home run in a game about a week ago that ended up being the margin for Braves' victory. This guy, when he gets his opportunities, he just makes things happen.
The Braves have three guys on their bench that anywhere else would probably play every day. Matt Joyce, Camargo, and Culberson. Anywhere else would probably be everyday players.
Well, it's all about pitching with the Braves come down to.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. All right, back here on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch. Now I get to shed Kip Ranch and make the show better. Bring in Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of the Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Jason.
Okay, so Ender Inciarte is on the disabled list with a lumbar strain, or excuse me, the injured list with a lumbar strain, which I think most of us really know that he's got Austin Riley-itis, and that's why he's on the IL. But let's just pretend that his lumbar strain is legit. What is a lumbar strain?
You know, for most of us, and we've all had, I mean, if you kind of poll all Americans greater than 40 years old, we've all had a lumbar strain. It's a muscle strain in your lower back. Usually occurs for all of us when we pick up that TV wrong or trying to move a planter outside or something like that. You feel that strain in those muscles down the back, and it's those lower muscles that run right next to the spinal column in your lower back.
With that being said, I think that most of us, when we experience that injury, that, you know, it goes away in a few days, but throughout the rest of our lifetime, it seems that we're a little more prone to injuring that. Is that going to be the same case with him now?
That's true. That's definitely true. And you know, I try to kind of parallel it to sort of the weekend warrior or any of us that gets that lumbar strain, because I think we all know when we hurt our back, when we strain our back, and it gets better in usually a week or two, maybe even a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden you might reach down to lift something, and you kind of feel that twinge And it's basically those muscles are sort of still hyperstimulated and can kind of recur. And I think that's what they're worried about as a baseball player.
So really, you know, just to be clear for our listening audience, we're not talking about, you know, lumbar. It gives you the impression of it being the spine, but we're not really talking about a spinal injury here. We're talking about the muscles around the spine.
Right. This is not the spinal cord. It's not the nerves. You know, sciatica is one of those words where the nerve gets impinged. Disc disease, bulging disc, herniated disc, all that. It's not any of that. This is just basically a muscle strain. But yet, for a baseball player, those muscles of the lower back, and for all of us, those muscles of the lower back are very important and prone to strains.
So let me ask this. He's now been on the IL close to 40 days. He was supposed to be on the IL 10 days. He's been on the IL close to 40 days. I know just with the, you know, like the term that you like to use, the weekend warrior, typically when something like that happens, you know, we're talking about being down for like a week. He's been down for 40 days. Is this normal?
You know, I definitely think we're kind of, he's becoming an outlier in that respect, because a lot of times these can take, I would say, you know, 3 or 4 weeks at most, probably 2 weeks to let it settle down. They can do some stretching, do some massage, probably do other modalities to really calm those muscles, and then work on some strengthening and then getting back into practice and move on from there. So, you know, I could say 30 days would be normal, but now we're getting a little out there.
I wonder how much of that has to do with the play of Austin Riley, probably a good bit. But for Ender Inciarte to get back onto the field, is there any type of rehab associated with this, or does he just resume baseball activities when he's ready and just rest before that?
Well, right. And a lot of times, you know, initially they'll do rest. They you want to really take it so you're getting the strength back and stretching and allow him to practice, but just go right below that phase where he feels that twinge and a possibility of recurrence. I mean, you can't just rest it. Like any muscle, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Probably be good to look at his technique when he throws, make sure he's not over-rotating, things like that, which can actually lead toward a recurrence of that injury.
Like I had mentioned earlier in the interview, and again, this is Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of the Southeast Georgia Health System. Like I was mentioning earlier, that moving forward, you know, he may be a little more prone to retweak this back. And you were talking about just as simple as throwing a baseball by over-rotating. In your experience, how many times do you see someone take this injury and then never have it recur?
Probably very infrequently. You know, pretty much if you have lumbar strain, it's also like a hamstring strain. A lot of people that have hamstring injuries will get a recurrence. That doesn't mean it's in the same season, but they are prone to recur. And a lot of times if you have a lumbar strain, that means you have a weak area of the musculature that you need to make sure you shore up everything else. So your abdominal muscles, your hip flexors, your hamstrings, all those things around those lumbar muscles need to be as strong as possible to prevent the recurrence.
Oh, that's interesting. So you wouldn't try to work the lumbar muscle out itself to strengthen it? Instead, you
would
work out the muscles around it?
I would. But the thought is you also want to make sure that maybe he's got some deficit somewhere else. If your hamstrings are tight, because the hamstrings connect, all those muscles of your thighs connect down in the pelvis, and those lumbar muscles actually connect down in the pelvis. So if your hamstrings are tight, that can actually translate to issues with your lumbar muscles because they're trying to compensate. So you really want to just maximize the strengthening and stretching and flexibility of everything around it, along with strengthening those lumbar muscles.
Gotcha. Dr. Sasser, again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, I'd like to thank you for taking the time and coming on with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right around here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Yes, my wife does. Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, cunninghamjewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
In the next segment, we're going to give you the top 10 recruiting classes in the country as of right now on June the 29th. Who do you think is the number one recruiting class in the country?
Me?
I mean, anybody that wants to answer.
Well, Alabama will be up there. Georgia will be in the top five. Number one right now, Ohio State. There could be a lot of guys up there vying for that spot right now.
I'm not going to tell you if you're wrong or right. I'm just simply going to tell you that in the next segment, we will reveal the top 10. Georgia Tech's 21, by the way.
It's better than they have been, Ben.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets will look to put together back-to-back great seasons. Southeast Bullock will kick off the season against Screven in Sylvania on August the 30th. The Yellow Jackets will also travel to the Islands, Beach, Groves, and Johnson. They will host Tatnall, Savannah High, Windsor Forest, Benedictine, and Jenkins. I look for another winning season for Southeast Bullock and possibly another trip to the playoffs. I'll take the Yellow Jackets to go 7-3 on the regular season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's a great movie franchise.
We agree on something.
Live those movies. last night I was watching Collateral on HBO. Hadn't seen it before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
There are very few movies that, the Mission Impossible franchise made me think, very few movies that Tom Cruise does that stink.
He's good. He's good. And Justin Bieber, is that true that he wants to fight Tom Cruise in an MMA ring?
That'd be great.
I mean, he's called him out. Man, Tom Cruise will run through him like you know what.
Tom
through
Cruise
a goose.
Is almost 60 years old.
Okay. Justin Bieber will not beat Tom Cruise in no MMA fight.
My sister.
We can have a whole segment on that right now if you want to.
My sister has a crush on Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Grown woman.
Yeah. All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show. We'll get to your top 10 college football recruiting classes here in a moment. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Twitter question of the week right now, the only one we have up, are the Dodgers the best team in baseball?
Yes.
I say no.
Right now. They're best team in the National League.
In the National League, yes.
Dodgers-Yankees would be, that would be the odds-on favorites to make the World Series. That would be a good World Series.
The networks would love that.
Yes, they would. That would be a bonanza for the networks, wouldn't it?
College football, top 10 recruiting classes. We're going to start at number 10.
All right, let's hear it.
I got to scroll down.
You're scrolling. Okay.
Number 10, Penn State.
Penn State is a program on the rise with James Franklin. They're getting better. They're still not consistent enough to be in that Ohio State category yet in the Big Ten.
Number 9, the Miami Hurricanes.
The Canes with a first-year coach after Mark Richt retires. That's a little surprising to me. Coach Richt didn't recruit too well the last couple of years at Miami. They're back in the top 10, so maybe the Canes maybe they'll come back to prominence.
Penn State has no 5-star recruits. Miami currently has one. And then with 2 5-star recruits at number 8, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Buckeyes will be in the top 3 or 4 before it's all over, all said and done before signing day. Good program. Good high school football in the state of Ohio, and Ohio State's a national brand. They'll be in the top 5.
At number 7, with no 5-stars, 18 total commits, the University of Florida Gators.
Dan Mullen, not known as a recruiter, losing some head-to-head battles with Georgia here lately for some big-time recruits. But they're number 18, they're number, 7 right now. A lot of that's based upon the number of commits they have at this point. So, he's trying to get Florida back on track.
At number 6, with 1 5-star, 15 commits, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
The Irish. They come to Athens on September the 21st, and we'll see how those recruiting classes stack up with Southeastern Conference recruiting classes.
Breaking into the top 5 with 20 commits but no 5-stars, Jim Harbaugh's Michigan Wolverines.
That's another program that's Harbaugh. This is a key year for Michigan, don't you think? I think they really need to win the Big Ten this year, or there's going to be a lot of whispers up in Ann Arbor about moving this guy out of there.
Not only win the Big Ten, but in the process of doing it, beat Ohio State along the way.
Beat Ohio State, get in the college football playoff. Wolverine fans are growing impatient in Ann Arbor.
At number 4, with 14 total commits, 2 5-stars, University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Kirby's the best recruiter in the business, and they're in the finals for quite a few 5-stars still yet to commit. And I look for Georgia to end up in the top 2 or 3 when it's all said and done.
Number 3, with 20 total commits and 2 5-stars, the LSU Tigers.
Coach O's starting to get it done down there on the recruiting trail. Louisiana, state of Louisiana, is a hotbed for high school football. Very underrated based on their population. Coach O and LSU getting back on track.
At number two, 20 total commits, 2 5 stars, 14 four stars, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Nick Saban just gets it done year in and year out on the recruiting trail. Yeah, he's a great coach, but you got to have talent to win, and he gets as much talent as anybody.
The number one recruiting class in the country, and it is not close at this point. 18 total commits, 5 5 stars, 9 4 stars, the Clemson Tigers.
Dabo's got it rolling in Clemson right now. They're in a point in their program where you can highlight, go back in the history books and say, we call this the glory days of Clemson football. Dabo's getting it done on the recruiting trail. Bringing in defensive linemen again. You know, he sent 3 or 4 to NFL this year, but he has replaced them with recruits coming in. Top player in America, or one of the top two, that kid out of Maryland, that defensive end, that Breece kid, picking up right where they left off.
Let's make that a Twitter question of the week. Which Death Valley would you rather play in, LSU or Clemson?
Just depends right now. If I had to pick. Just based on, I've always liked, you ever been to Death Valley in Clemson?
No.
Man, it's a cool place, man. Just stand there. I drove through there. I was on a business trip one time, and I had some time to kill between appointments, I had to drive from Atlanta to Charlotte. And so I just stopped in and just looked around campus during the middle of the summer. You'd stand on top of the hill and look down at the rock. Pretty cool place, man. Very cool.
Baton Rouge is insane.
Yeah, but it's overrated.
Do you think it's overrated, Baton Rouge?
You look at the teams that go in there and win at night, and you look at the percentage of good teams that go in there and win at night. It's louder. It's probably more intimidating, but, you know, LSU hasn't been the LSU that we've grown accustomed to the last few years. So Clemson's on top right now. LSU's not. I would still, if I had to pick between the two, I've been to a game at Tiger Stadium in LSU. I'd take LSU over Clemson, but Clemson is a pretty cool place.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.